Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 11th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Agent TARS, AI in gaming, medical chatbots, zero search. Agent TARS. ByteDance is stepping into the world of multimodal AI agents with Agent TARS. Designed to automate complex tasks, Agent TARS visually interprets web content and interacts with command line tools and file systems. This open-source app is available only on macOS for now. Developed by TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, the app uses an agentic framework to plan and execute processes, such as searching and browsing automatically. Using Anthropic's Model Context Protocol, Agent TARS processes web pages and interacts with tools like text editors. A Windows version is in the works. The interface offers a live view of all activities, allowing users to intervene and guide task processing. Currently in a technical preview stage, it works best with the Claude model. AI in gaming. Google is making strides in gaming using generative AI. At the Game Developers Conference, they revealed new AI models and tools for game development. A highlight is the Gemma Journey demo, showcasing the potential of large language models in gaming. Gemma 3, Google's newest language model family, operates on devices like smartphones and laptops, handling text, images, and videos. Its extended context window allows for analyzing long dialogues and complex gameplay. Google provides a Unity plugin for integrating Gemma into games. Collaborating with Indian developer Nazara Technologies, they aim to enhance titles like Animal Jam. Additionally, the Home Run Gemini Coach Edition demo illustrates how AI agents, built with Gemini 2.0 Flash, can assist players in a mobile baseball game. Medical chatbots. Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG, holds the promise of delivering up-to-date medical insights by tapping into external sources like guidelines and studies. However, despite technological advancements, RAG systems face significant challenges in practical medical applications. The hurdles are many. Accuracy, privacy, and robustness remain critical issues. The complexity, cost, and scalability constraints arise from the specialized medical language, diverse data types, and substantial computing requirements. Five key obstacles hinder widespread use: lack of trust, limited multilingual support, minimal multimodal capabilities, high resource demands, and legal uncertainties in handling sensitive patient information. Zero search. Imagine swapping out your traditional web search with a simulation, and that's exactly what Alibaba's Zero Search is doing. This training method sounds paradoxical at first. A language model learns to search without a real search engine. Instead, a secondary language model generates artificial search results in response to queries, which could be helpful or misleading, but are always under the researcher's control. The main model then decides if a search is needed, how to craft it, and what to do with the results, with answer quality evaluated via reinforcement learning. The real twist? The simulated search results' quality is systematically worsened during training. This approach is akin to navigating through forums, news articles, and social media posts, making the AI more robust by drawing meaningful conclusions from incomplete or contradictory information. The cost savings are significant. 64,000 search queries via SERP API can cost about $586, while training with the simulation model on just four A100 graphics cards is only $71. Zero Search has been tested on well-known QA datasets like Trivia QA and Hotpot QA, with performance matching systems using real Google searches. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.